Good morning. Thank you so much for calling our Stop Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
My name is Elliot Kroll, and I live in Rhinebeck. And you guys need to coordinate better with customers because I have an appointment for tomorrow. You folks come to my house. And I'm not there today, but someone, my handyman is, but someone showed up without any notice to me to install fiber. And so if there's a different process, you'd be well served to let people know about it. And you send someone who doesn't speak English. And that is outrageous as far as I'm concerned. How in the world can I communicate with someone who doesn't speak English?
I do apologize for that, but essentially we do explain the process when we sign up. So the way that it works is that they weren't there for the actual installation. They were there for the installation of the fiber from the outside of your home to the connection at the street.
If you think, when I spoke to someone to make this appointment for tomorrow, that someone in your shop told me that, you're mistaken. Absolutely not. No one ever said that to me.
I do apologize.
Okay, so how do we deal with it?
Okay.
Can someone can it be done tomorrow?
Yes. I mean, so your installation is going to be done tomorrow if you have the appointment for tomorrow. But the pre-installation is where we come to the property on the outside and connect you from the outside of your home to the network at the street so that the installation can take place.
Well, but
that's all this was, and you don't have to be home for that part.
Yeah, but that's not realistic. So someone comes to my house, they have no idea where anything is. How are they going to put something in the conduit and take out the spectrum cable that's there now if they don't have access to my house?
We don't take out the spectrum cable because we run fiber. We don't touch the coaxials.
We run it along it. You run it what?
We run it along it.
In the same conduit?
Yes.
And then what happens, and how does it get into the house?
That's when the installation appointment takes place. We don't need access to your house until the appointment time, where that is where you are home.
Okay, I'm confused. So the conduit terminates somewhere in my basement. I'm pretty sure I know where it comes into the basement. How does your technician get it to that point?
So essentially what we do is we run the fiber through the conduit if it's already notated and everything, and we do survey the property to make sure we know where everything is dug and buried. So we run the same fiber straight up to your home, and then during the technician appointment, where that is where we set up your actual internet access, that is when they come into the home and they finish that process by running the fiber through the house.
Fiber inside the house.
Correct. We don't do anything inside the home prior to the date of your appointment.
How do they run fiber inside my house?
Well, they'll follow exactly where Spectrum was.
I'm not sure what you mean, follow wherever Spectrum was.
So where did Spectrum run their coaxial cables?
I don't know. I mean, I know where, I'm pretty sure it comes into this utility room in my basement.
Okay. And then they will follow where the previous cable was to get it to where the router and modem that you want in any room that you want it in.
I hear you. I'm a skeptic that they're going to be able to do that. It's a modern house made with, closed cell foam insulation. You can't sneak anything through closed cell foam insulation. But we'll see. But I don't know if this guy is still there, your fellow is still there, or if you left, but I couldn't communicate with him.
Okay.
Doesn't speak English.
I do apologize for that. Let me make a note at least. Can I have your last name once more, please?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I'll give you my name, my phone number, et cetera. So the my name is Elliot Kroll, K-R-O-L-L. Excuse me.
Okay.
The property is 29 Knollwood Road in Rhinebeck.
12572. Okay.
And my phone number is, and I can be reached pretty much all day, is 914-420-6096.
Okay, perfect. Let me go ahead and pull up your account. And that way we can, also I can verify that at that point as well with your appointment time. Okay, and I do see it for tomorrow at 10 a.m.
That's fine.
Okay, so that's where that is. So you should definitely be seeing a tech out at 10 a.m. at your location, at your home,
okay,
to complete the installation.
On your end, that's perfectly fine. Someone on your end, though, has to make sure that whatever was supposed to be done was done outside. I mean, this fellow had no idea where anything was. Which is understandable.
Yes.
I
do appreciate that.
So if someone needs to call me back today, that's perfectly fine.
Absolutely. I can definitely type a note in and I will send this up as well. Okay. So I do apologize for the inconvenience and I do apologize for the troubles. I'm definitely going to, make them aware of the fact that, you know, we had someone that was unable to communicate. And how important it was to communicate to be able to understand where the fiber was running. And if anything, we'll send somebody else out today to go ahead and make sure everything is done prior to your appointment.
But could you explain one thing to me? And I hate to
sure.
be difficult about it, but like they don't like chop open the walls, right?
No. No, they won't.
So I don't know how they. How
they may run it along the base and just kind of clip it to the
along the base of my brand new house? Are you kidding me?
That's where you'll be able to talk with the technician as far as that goes.
All right.
The technician will determine the best way to get the fiber run through. So of course they're not going to do anything you're not comfortable with, and they will explain to you, you know, where you want the fiber, and they will explain how they can get it there. Because they've been doing this for many, many years. So we can definitely work with you and figure out the best way to get you connected. But I've seen it where some homes, you know, they ran along the base of the baseboard, the little molding, you know, the base of the wall. So I think that's what's going to happen with my home. But, as far as it goes, they will typically follow the coaxial cable.
Okie doke.
Okay.
Hear you. Yep. See you tomorrow at 10.
Absolutely, Elliot. Thank you so much for calling Archtop and have a wonderful rest of your day. If you'd have no further questions for me.
Nope. All good. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Have a great day.